When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Getting ready for the weekend? Get your Friday quick fix now with Stephen Michael and Sonny Hollywood Pooney on the Growing Up Rock podcast.
Tell that slave driver to shove that sweatshop right up his...
Take this job and shove it. Working for a living, living
at a worker. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day.
All around us, the intersections of space and time are conjoined in the cosmos with the apex of the vortex of the O-zone and the E-zone and the Y-zone phases into one bitch of a weekend.
Nothing matters but the weekend.
Hello all, Hollywood here with another Friday Quick Fix. Today we're going to discuss the quote-unquote singles that a specific band or artist released. Every music podcast, and we all know there's a ton of them, sooner or later discuss a topic similar to this. The conversation usually revolves around this so-and-so band should have released this so-and-so single versus what the record company released, etc., etc., etc. What we're going to do instead is just discuss which songs were actually released as singles, how the singles did on the music charts around the world, and pick a favorite out of the bunch. Since this is supposed to be a quick fix, I only chose bands or artists that released at most 15 to 20 singles. If we started talking about the Michael Jacksons, the Aerosmiths, or the Bon Jovis of the world, we'd be here forever. Don't skip over any of the songs, because I'm going to ask you for your favorite when we're all done.
You can help out the podcast greatly by leaving us a 5-star review at Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, or Spotify. The links are in the show notes, or just drop us a line at our email, growinguprock@gmail.com.
For this episode, we're going to discuss the singles released by the band Cinderella. The intent is not to do a Cinderella history lesson. You can get that by googling-schmoogling them. But I will tell you that this band was formed in 83, their first official studio album was released in 1986, and although Tom Kiefer is still out there touring, officially Cinderella has not been active since 2014. Now you may be wondering, this band has been together for over 40 years and only has 15 or 20 singles? How is that possible, Sonny? Well, this hard-working band, yes, they've been around 40 years, they've only released 4 whopping studio albums total, so they only have 12 real singles out there. And 2 out of those 12 were considered promo singles, meaning they weren't even mass-produced for sale. But I guess we'll still count them. The first 3 singles released by Cinderella in 1986/1987 were from the album Night Songs, and they were Shake Me, which only made the mainstream rock chart and the UK music chart, even though the video was all over MTV, it felt like. Nobody's Fool, which made the mainstream rock chart, the Canadian music chart, and the Billboard Hot 100, peaking at number 13, and Somebody Save Me, which only charted in the US on the mainstream rock chart and peaked at number 66 on the Billboard Hot 100. If you haven't heard it in a while, here's a little bit of Somebody Save Me.
When I was a
The next four singles were released in 1988-1989 and were from the album Long Cold Winter, and they were Gypsy Road, which charted in the US, Canada, Finland, and the UK, and it peaked at number 51 on the Billboard Hot 100. Keep in mind, we are now in the middle of 1988, which some would say is at Cinderella's peak of popularity, and the next single released was Don't Know What You Got Till It's Gone, which charted in the US, Australia, Canada, and the UK, and it peaked at number 12 on the Hot 100, making it their biggest hit. The Last Mile was next. It charted in the US and Australia, and it peaked at number 36 on the Billboard Hot 100. And the last single off Long Cold Winter was Coming Home, which only charted in the US and peaked at number 20 on the Billboard Hot 100. If you haven't heard it in a while, here's a little bit of Coming Home.
Podcast listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once, new quick charge function, three customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
The next three singles released by Cinderella were in 1990 and 1991, and they were from the album Heartbreak Station, and they were Shelter Me, which had a bit more traction than the last single and charted in the US, Australia, Canada, and the UK, and it peaked at number 36 on the Billboard Hot 100. Heartbreak Station, the title song off the record, was next. It charted in the US, Australia, Canada, and the UK, but charted lower than Shelter Me in every market and peaked at number 44 on the Billboard Hot 100. And the last single off Heartbreak Station was a promo single called The More Things Change, and it only charted on the US mainstream rock chart. It's probably been a while since you've heard The More Things Change. Here's a snippet. The last two singles released by Cinderella were in 1992 and 1994, and were technically from the album Still Climbing. And I say technically because the first single, Hot and Bothered, was released in 1992 before the album came out in 1994, because in 1992, the movie Wayne's World came out and it was on the movie soundtrack. Hot and Bothered only charted on the U.S. mainstream rock chart. The last single released by Cinderella was a promo single off of Still Climbing called Bad Attitude Shuffle, which also only charted on the U.S. mainstream rock chart. If you've never heard Bad Attitude Shuffle, here you go. Well, that's it. Another Friday quick fix in the books. Cinderella would really be a nostalgia type act nowadays, but with Jeff Labar passing away in 2021, my guess is that we will never see the name Cinderella on a marquee ever again. Don't forget to share your favorite from the 12 songs we discussed today via Facebook, Twitter, Messenger, or email. If you're wondering which of these 12 was my favorite, well, I'm a believer that Night Songs is a desert island album and Cinderella goes downhill from there, so Somebody Save Me is going to be my favorite out of this group. Now, I'm going to shuffle, rattle, and roll us out of here. Later.
Thanks for listening. You got your fix. Now, let's shuffle, rattle, and roll into the weekend.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.